Make sure the candidates that you're interviewing have got the right skill set and the right experience for the role that you're looking to fill. Next up is mindset. I need to know before I bring somebody on board to my company, whether they're part of the 300 plus staff that I've got in a 3-floor facility in Cebu or working virtually on my team elsewhere in the Philippines. I need to know they've got the right mindset. I need to know that they're excited about working with me. They should be excited about working with me. I'm a bloody awesome boss.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Our next guest asked me to let you know that he's a very sexy man and he's changing the world. When I asked him what I should say about him. But what I would really say from the heart is, even though when you first find out about him, you probably think maybe he's a little bit cocky, but he's actually, he's got a huge heart. He's one of the nicest people you'd ever meet. And he's also a real business expert. He runs an enormous call center with hundreds of people. And anyone who's run a team, whether it's 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 50 or 100 staff, would know that 300 people in one place is pretty epic. He's got a very solid credentialed business background prior to that, with big corporations like HSBC. He's from the UK, but he's living in the Philippines and he's currently visiting Australia, so he's multinational. He travels around the world, he's a blogger, he's famous, he has a huge list, a great following. He could have talked on any number of topics. He could have talked about blogging, or podcasting, building an audience, speaking. As so many of our experts, he's multi-talented. But today, because it does affect your ability to scale, and because it's something that I utilize, something that you've heard Buck talk about, you will not get that far by yourself. Even Dan said that. He's building out his team at a great rate. You're going to have a team. So we're going to find out about how to leverage that through outsourcing. I want to introduce Chris Ducker to the stage.
Thank you, mate. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Just a quick aside to get going. I was in the toilet just washing the hands. You know, I want to come out and look my best and everything. I looked in the mirror just for a split second and I said, oh, my God, I'm a walking tablecloth. Thanks to the missus for packing me shirts. Okay, so here's a question for you. Do you remember the day that you became an entrepreneur? I'm not talking about roughly around about the moment or the month or the year, but the actual day when you said to yourself, enough is enough. No more job, no more boss, no more paycheck and weekly meetings to prove how fantastic you are, even though nobody in the room really cares because we're all in competition with you. No more anything. I'm done. I'm going to work for myself. I'm going to go out and do amazing things. I'm going to change the world, affect change, provide awesome solutions to people's problems, and get paid very handsomely for it. Do you remember that day? Do you? There's about 300, but how many people we got in here? There's about 20 yeses there. But whether you do actually remember the exact day or not, you should think back to that moment just for a second. The enthusiasm you had when you woke up in the morning, you wake up, swing the legs off the bed, jump up, boil that, or rather brew that first mug of coffee for the day, get going, get online, kick some ass, take a few names, rinse, repeat, do the same tomorrow. I had that enthusiasm when I first started my first business. But for me, that moment of enough is enough began at 37,000 feet in the air. I was on a plane just like this one, flying back from Miami, Florida, where I was, I'd been there for about a month or so working for an asshole. Just being honest. Away from work, he was a really nice guy. Miami, Florida, floor seats at the Heat games, VIP tickets to Prince's pre-Super Bowl party. Thank you very much. Carlos Santana to one side, that hot blonde chick from CSI on the other. I was living the dream, except when it came to the actual working relationship. He used to make me BCC him into every single email I sent. He used to get a copy of every single email that I received in his inbox as well. Micromanagement, right? To the maximum. So on that flight, I took out my laptop. I said, that's it. Enough is enough. I've been there for a month. Can't do it anymore. Got out my laptop, started typing up my resignation email. Landed in Hong Kong for my connecting flight to Cebu in the Philippines, which is where I live, and hit the send button, thanks to their ridiculously free and very, very fast free internet. If anybody's traveled through Hong Kong, you know what I'm talking about. That airport is on steroids, I'm telling you. And I've never looked back. Fast forward a few years later, I've had my first feature in Entrepreneur. Get up there, right? Notice how I said first. Been a few more times since. But I had my first real kind of press mention, right? I had 120, 130 people working for me. I had a jacket on. What a wanker. Look at him with a little jacket and everything. I did all these things. I had 100, I mean, just imagine, you've got 120, 130 people working for you. You're the boss now. I was really, really happy. I was working 16 hours a day, building my own castle, sitting down in my very big, very expensive, cheap Italian leather imitation China-made chair. And I was living the dream. And then, early on in December of 2009, I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed, literally. I kid you not. My body had finally given up on me. Those 15, 16-hour days of working Monday through to Saturday with very, very little downtime. Diet, what's that? Rest, don't believe in it, don't need it. Can rest when I'm dead. I used to say that. I'm not joking. And I burned out. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Acute exhaustion, the doctors called it. I called it, I need more beer. But you know what else I needed? Antidepressants for 2 weeks as well. Valium to make me sleep. And when I got out, not jail, out of the hospital, when I got out of hospital, my wife said, I'm taking you away for a couple of days. We're going for a little sabbatical. No phones, no laptops, nothing. We're heading down to the Shangri-La Resort in Cebu, one of the most beautiful resorts in the world. We go down there, and I'm feeling rested. Finally, I understand what it is like to have a little bit of time off. Now, I'm telling you all this because there's a backdrop here. Some of you might be at that point of overwhelm right now. Some of you might be right there right now. Some of you might be a week away, a month away, maybe 6 months away. But you will hit it unless things change. Because we're weirdos, we are. We are. Entrepreneurs, we suffer from what I like to call superhero syndrome. We're bred differently, we're wired differently, the DNA doesn't add up, it doesn't work out. We're strange, we should be committed, we're certifiably insane. Be honest with me, show of hands. When was the last time, or in fact, if you've ever left the shower or the bath to register a domain name? Call your hands. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Hundreds of the bloody things. It's only $10. It's only 10 bucks. I'll use it one day. Sure you will, mate. Yeah. Do not order renew. Do not order renew. Do not order renew, right? But we suffer from this superhero syndrome. We truly do. We believe that we're better than everybody else in the universe at what we do. There is no one else out there better that can do this, that, or the other task better than us. If there's a way for us to be able to do something right, we will do it ourselves instead of palming it off to somebody else. If there's a way for us to learn how to use the new, biggest, sexiest looking piece of software so that we can amp up our business, what do? We try to learn how to do it ourselves. Unless you're a graphic designer, which I'm going to go out on the limb and say, there might be a few of you here, but unless you are a graphic designer, as an entrepreneur, you have absolutely no right to be in Photoshop designing bloody logos. Why are we doing this to ourselves? It's silly. We're not graphic designers. We're entrepreneurs. We should be running businesses. And that's what I was doing. That's exactly what I was doing. I was running my business. But then when I was at the Shangri-La with my wife, she said something to me, and she's a bloody smarty pants. I hate that in her, actually. She's always right, most of the time. All the women in the audience are like, yeah. But she said to me, I've never forgotten, she said, you know what your problem is? You're no longer running your business. Your business is running you. She was right. You know what else it was doing? It was killing me. That's my back. Right now, that's my tin tack, as we would say in London. All those hours sitting in that cheap imitation leather Italian chair from China had resulted in me crushing my L5-S1 vertebrae. That's a six-hour fusion surgery. Calcium deposit, where my disc used to be, along with a couple of rods and four titanium screws, I am part Terminator. Don't mess with me. But that's exactly what we're doing to ourselves. Nowadays, things have changed. I no longer go into the office other than for a 1 or 2 hour stint once a week. I only work Monday through to Thursday for approximately 6 hours a day. I have one simple rule if I want to be productive. If it doesn't go on the schedule, it doesn't get done. My schedule looks like I'm really, really busy. I'm not. Honestly speaking, I'm not. I'm just really, really, really strict with my own schedule. If I want half an hour to spend on social media, it goes on the schedule. If I need 1 hour to record two or three podcast sessions with my buddy Pat Flynn over in the US, time zone differences taken care of, it's going on the schedule. If I need to do, if I need to do all of these things, they go on the schedule. I now stand up 70% of the day. I've got one of those cool desks that moves up and down. They are very cool, I've got to be honest. That's exactly how I work now. If you guys are sitting down for any longer than a few hours a day when you're working, please change your habits, because otherwise this is going to happen to you. Happened to me, happened to anybody else in this room. This is me now. This is my home office. This is the way I like to work. This is the way I've become the most productive. I've discovered that I'm going to do what I do best and delegate the rest. See the little bluebird? Tweetable. I'll wait. In about 100 characters or so. Delegate the rest. At Chris Ducker Send. Thank you for playing. But we should be doing this. Do what you do best. Delegate the rest. I believe that every entrepreneur like myself will come to a fork in the road, a crossroads, at some point. Now, unlike the great blues legend, Robert Johnson, who made a deal with the devil, apparently, at the crossroads to be able to become a great guitar player, you don't have to do that. You just need to decide what way you're going to go. Are you going to go off to one side? Follow option number one, burnout? Or you're going to get smart, stop being a plonker, and start delegating some of the work. That's option number two, building your team. That's the real secret to building a successful company. We've heard it several times here today, haven't we? You need help. You can't do it on your own. You're not going to build a six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure business unless you've got people helping you. The problem is when people begin their outsourcing journey, and I know that several of you, and I've spoken to a lot of you, both yesterday at the Silver Circle Mastermind, as well as outside on the balcony, very romantic moments there with a couple of you. But I've honestly seen it over and over again. People start with the best of intentions when it comes to building their teams, and a lot of the time, they make mistakes. There's three mistakes that they make above and beyond everything else. First up, they have the wrong understanding of what outsourcing actually really is and how it works and the different types of outsourcing that's available to us as modern-day entrepreneurs. Next, they hire the wrong people for the wrong jobs because of that wrong understanding, costing them money and, more importantly, costing them valuable time. And lastly, they make assumptions. God forbid we try to be perfect in everything that we do. But the fact is that we make assumptions all the time. So I want to dispel these myths. I want to get over them a little bit and make sure that you don't make the same mistakes as the very, very large majority of people that start outsourcing or even actually are already outsourcing or already making. Is that okay with you? Okay. So let's go through the three main types of outsourcing as I see it. Not being funny, but I wrote a book on it. It sold 45,000 copies, so listen up, yeah? James was right about the cockiness, just a little bit, every now and then. Three types of different outsourcing. First up, there's task-based outsourcing. So instead of pittering around in Photoshop trying to become a graphic designer overnight or changing code to a pre-purchased WordPress theme that you bought for $79.99 at WooThemes and then spend the entire weekend buggering the code beyond all recognition because you want to become a web programmer like I did, you can actually start outsourcing these tasks one-off. So you can go to a place like Odesk, Elance. Need a logo designed? Boom. Need some audio transcribed? Boom. Need that transcription turned into an ebook to be able to put into your landing page, to be able to create an opt-in offer, to be able to build a mailing list? Thank you very much. Bring it home. Let's all get it done on one of those job posting sites. Second kind of outsourcing, project-based outsourcing. You actually go to the same places for both of these. Freelancer, Aussie-owned company, Matt Barry, the CEO of that firm, based right here in Australia. Odesk and Elance, they're both kind of amalgamated together now, but they're still quite operating on as in individual type businesses. Project-based outsourcing tends to last a little longer than task-based outsourcing. So you don't just need a logo designed. A perfect example of a project being outsourced is a brand new website design. Let's say you've got a blog, it's getting a little stagnant, it's looking a little bit 1996 GeoCities. There's only a few of you in there that can go back that far, right? And you want to get this thing redesigned, redeveloped. You need a graphic designer, you need a web developer, they're two different people, and you need maybe a copywriter to help you with the copy. That's three people, maybe a general VA, and I'll introduce you to all the different roles in a minute, to actually help you go ahead and start putting that project together. Maybe the project takes 3 months to be able to complete, start to finish. That's project-based outsourcing. You pay them for the project, not for the hour, not for the task, but the project as a whole. And when everything's said and done, everybody goes their separate ways, and thank you very much. Here's a quick comparison between revolving tasks that you might be able to give a full-time member of staff and projects. Pretty simple. I'm not going to bother reading them out. You're all big enough and ugly enough to take care of that yourself. But the fact of the matter is, on one side of the screen, the left-hand side, you've got all these tasks that come up day by day by day. Be honest, hands up if you do at least two of the tasks on the left-hand side of the screen. At least two. Oh, come on, be more honest with yourselves. Right, okay. On the other side of the screen, are you handling? Anybody handling any of that? Managing your schedules, designing and launching new websites? Anybody doing that stuff? Suffering from superhero syndrome, aren't you? Okay. Lastly, and this is the type of outsourcing I advocate above and beyond everything else, and that's role-based outsourcing. If you want to build a team to help you build, support, and run your business, you've got to fill that team with the right people for the right roles. One very, very clear rule of thumb here, ladies and gents, is make sure you hire for the role, not for the task. You understand? This gets you away from thinking that you can hire one person to do all your graphic design, to handle your website development, to do your SEO, to do all your social media, update your blog, edit your podcast, get you turned into a YouTube superstar, and up yours, Justin Bieber. It doesn't happen. That's a super VA. They don't exist. Don't think you can hire one person to do that. You cannot do it. You hire for the role, not for the task. Understood? You've been warned if you want this thing to work. Let me introduce you to individual members of the team. First up, you've got the general VA. There's a reason why this rock star is in the middle. I believe every single online entrepreneur should have a general VA. And when I mean every single online entrepreneur, I do genuinely say and believe in myself that every single person that does business online could do with one of these GVAs. Every single person. They're not only time savers, they're life savers. They'll take all those revolving, boring tasks off your hands that your business is demanding of you day in, day out, and they'll do them for you so you can focus on the bigger picture. Next up, you've got the SEO or the web marketer that'll handle everything you require from an SEO perspective. Then there's the content writer. Maybe you can also use that person for transcription work as well. Then you've got your mobile app developer. Maybe you want to, you know, create the next iFart and become a multimillionaire overnight. I always thought, just a quick aside, I always thought that there would be a time in my life when I stopped laughing at farts. I'm 41, hasn't come yet. Something about that. Audio and video editor. Anybody here thinking about starting a podcast after this morning? Every single person in the room should put their hand up right now if you don't have one already. We all know the power of YouTube. It's owned by Google. It's the second largest search engine on the planet. What do you think the third largest search engine on the planet is that you should be concerned about? iTunes. Correct. Gold star. In fact, look, I've got better than a gold star. It's a free T-shirt from James. Look. I told you I'd give one out, James. Next up, graphic designer. You see how they're different? Web developer. These are different. You can't hire a web developer and expect him to design your website and vice versa. That's one of the biggest mistakes I see all the time. They ask web developers, can you just design a little button to go in the sidebar to sell my course? No, I'm not a designer, I'm a coder. That's what I do. I take your design and I code it. Make it clickable. When these people work together in unison, what do you think happens to you? You're doing what you do best, and you're delegating all the rest. But here's the problem. Once you get to this point, you're no longer focusing on your business, you're focusing on managing your team. So you've taken yourself out of the business, but now you're right back into it being a manager of people. People that are very, very, very important to the success of your business. I get that. But nonetheless, your focus shouldn't be on following up on tasks and speaking with your VAs backwards and forwards. Even if you just have two or three VAs, trust me, that's more than enough work for one man or woman to handle from a day-to-day basis in terms of management. So that GVA, after a certain period of time, as they've been with you for a while and they've seen you grow and build your business with VAs, they become the project manager you need to once again take yourself out of the business. You let them manage the rest of the virtual team, and you manage them only. You see what you've done there? It's a bit like reverse engineering the team building, but it is what it is. You have to get to the point of going in, taking care of it, then getting back out and taking somebody else to one side and saying, you deserve this opportunity, I'm going to give it. Don't balls it up. You can find all of the people that I've just introduced to you on these websites. You've probably heard of a whole bunch of them, am I right? One in the middle is pretty good. Just say. Hashtag, just saying. But this is a place. No, have you seen that clip with Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon? Oh my God, I peed me pants. It was hilarious. All right, so there's plenty of places to find. You've got no excuses, guys. Stop procrastinating and start delegating. You've got no excuse. Don't know where to go to find them. I've just given you five different resources right there. Put a .com at the end of any of those logos and you'll find people. I promise. So here are three not-so-secret secrets to hiring right. The first one is you've got to make sure the people that you're looking to hire have the right skill set. Now, I know this is common sense, right? I get it. But you'd be surprised how many people, when they fill out a job description on one of those sites and they get 150, 200 email applications within a 24-hour period, you'd be surprised how many people glaze over this part of the resume or the covering letter. You'd be really amazed, seriously. I see it all the time, every single day almost. Make sure the candidates that you're interviewing have got the right skill set and the right experience for the role that you're looking to fill. Next up is mindset. I need to know before I bring somebody on board to my company, whether they're part of the 300-plus staff that I've got in a three-floor facility in Cebu or working virtually on my team elsewhere in the Philippines. I need to know they've got the right mindset. I need to know that they're excited about working with me. They should be excited about working with me. I'm a bloody awesome boss. They should be excited about working with me because I pay people properly. And I pay him on time, and I'm not an arsehole to work for like that geezer in Miami. There's no bitterness, I promise. But if they don't have that right mindset, they'll never be able to understand your company culture. They've got to be open. They've got to be ready for it. One question I ask on every single interview that I do is, what have you done in the last 6 months to better yourself?
James Schramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live number 10. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/members, and you can access the full recordings plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com/membership. And I suggest you take the annual subscription because you make a great saving. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Schramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.